blade. The very name strikes fear into the hearts of anyone who would threaten democracy. John Blade is a super secret agent, Michelin-rated sushi chef, and international man of mystery. When crisis strikes, when space terrorists take over the moon, and when a beautiful woman of indeterminate foreign nationality needs the making of love, there's only one man for the job. John B...
What? He's what? Oh.
Welcome to the continuing adventures of John Blade, Super Spy. An original audio drama written by Kyle Encinas and produced by Evil Kitten Productions. Last time on the continuing adventures of John Blade, Super Spy.
What are you going to do, Blade?
What I do best.
He's the chosen one, right? But why? He kind of sucks at everything. He's the chosen one because of coincidence at best.
Lieutenant Bell, this is your first stop, so I'm going to fill you in. Once Blade starts letting the lead fly, job's done.
With all due respect, this isn't what I signed up for.
I'm afraid that time for joking is past. I know your every move, Blade.
I might surprise you. This dog still got a few tricks up his sleeve. Perhaps you finally met your match, Miss Bolton.
What did I do?
You just killed John Blade, Super Spy. And now, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slit your throat, small man.
Yeah, back up, Neo.
What do you think you were doing?
My job, I think.
I have the whole situation under control. You had no business
I thought I could help.
I didn't need your help, God 3. It was my job to take Blade down. My duty.
First off, my name is Jeff. And second, maybe if you had concentrated on stopping him instead of quipping and smelling his hair, you would have.
Excuse me?
I have to admit, the chemistry between you and Blade was pretty sexual.
Troy, don't help.
I'm going to enjoy mounting your head in my trophy case.
That doesn't sound sanitary.
Well. If it isn't the infamous John Blade... What the hell happened here?
John Blade is dead.
Well, that's unexpected. Well done, Baltus.
It wasn't me.
But then who?
Hi. I'm Jeff.
You seem unfamiliar to me. How long have you worked here at Tantamount Industries?
About 4 hours.
Well, congratulations. You've done something that smart and more cunning men have been trying to do for years. You've killed the world's greatest secret agent on your first day on the job. Well done. How do you feel?
Fine. I feel fine. I feel... A little dizzy, actually.
But please, sit down, son. Take a breath. I take it you've never killed a man before.
This would be a first.
You'll get used to it. The power, the adrenaline, the rush.
The existential dilemma of holding life in one's hands and choosing to extinguish it.
It's a magical time.
Oh, I think I'm gonna throw up.
I prefer if you didn't. Also, if you check the Tantamount Employee Procedures and Policies under Conduct Section 7.7, reads as follows. No throwing up in and / or around storage facilities. Don't throw up in here. Don't do it.
Well, what do we do now?
There's nothing to stop my plan. We've won.
I thought this would feel different, more triumphant.
No, this is a good thing. The Security Council will have to give in to my demands now or we'll destroy them. This is glorious. We must restart the ignition sequence. Mr. Adnand.
Yes, I'm here.
I trust you can handle things from here?
Well,
What an amazing time to be alive, Jeffrey! You're getting a bonus. Baltus, with me. We need to get on a video conference with the UN. Ban Ki-moon is gonna shit his pants.
This isn't over. We're going to have a very serious conversation. And then, I'm going to stab you.
Jeff? Jeff, you okay, man?
And then I said to her, well, frankly, my dear, if you want to see a weapon of mass destruction, I'm in room 238.
sir? We've had no radio contact with John.
Use code names, or else it's not fun.
Man, you get shit-faced really fast.
That's Commander Shitface, really fast. Code names, Belle.
Commander, we've had no radio contact with Spread Eagle. I think something's wrong.
Nonsense. He always comes through, probably just waiting until the last second, so it's more dramatic. He does things like this all the time.
I don't think that's the case this time, sir. I have a bad feeling about this.
I have the death sentence on 12 systems. See? I can quote Star Wars 2.
I'd rather be safe than sorry. The fate of the world might depend on it. Permission to infiltrate the facility to provide backup for Spread Eagle.
Absolutely not. The rest of the unit is in no condition to drive the van, and it's almost IHOP o'clock. You ought to stay here until we're ready to get some pancakes. That's an order. No fun, Nancy.
I hate my code name.
Dude, I gotta say, I didn't think you had it in you.
Oh, neither did I. I do not remember eating that.
I mean, it's kind of awesome, man!
What are you talking about?
John Blade, man! You took him out! You're like the coolest fucking dude on the planet.
Thanks, I guess.
How are you not ecstatic right now? You're Hans Gruber. You're the Red Skull. You're fucking Boba Fett.
I just killed a guy, Troy. As in murder of a person.
Murder is such a strong word.
This is not cool, man. Super not good.
You were just doing your job, just following orders.
You sound like a goddamn Nazi right now.
That's not a terrible comparison in a lot of ways.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Look, considering the company, I was surprised you even showed up for the interview for the security team. Look at what you're working right now.
What do you mean?
How many places make you sign non-disclosure agreements that include a do not resuscitate clause? Work in a lot of labs situated over an active volcano. How many have a shark tank in the break room?
Several. Okay, none.
Look at your uniform, man.
Oh, man. We're the bad guys.
Try not to look at it like that. I like to think of it as a matter of perspective. Good, bad. History will be the judge of that. And the victors write the history books, so thumbs up, right? Enough of the long face, Mr. Ed. You just killed a goddamn super spy. And not just any super spy, but John fucking Blade. You're gonna get a medal for this.
I don't want a medal. I just wanted to be able to make rent. Now that trench-coated psycho is gonna put my head in a trophy case. Fuck! I'll just keep my head down. Not do anything else too conspicuous. And I'm sure everyone will just forget any of this happened.
Employees of Tantamount Industries, because we believe in celebrating the accomplishments and hard work of our employees, we would like to commend Security Officer Jeff Belasco for his efforts in stopping a terrorist threat this evening. Because of Jeff's efforts, Tantamount Industries will now be able to realize its fullest potential. We hope that you can congratulate your fellow employee on a big first kill. Jeff, a commendation cake will be waiting for you in the commissary.
Fuck! Everyone's looking at me.
As they should be. That baked Alaska looks amazing. I can't believe they gave you the whole thing. We should get down on this before the ice cream melts into the sponge.
Hey, stupid asshole, give me your cake.
Who the hell are you?
Jeff, this is Francis.
Francis?
He works with me in IT.
Give me your cake.
No.
Give me your cake or I'm gonna choke you.
Jesus, all right, take the cake.
Nah, man, you can't let him just take your cake. Do you know who this is, our job?
Troy, don't. Leave this alone.
This guy just killed a goddamn super spy, so I'd wash my fucking ass, Flowers for Algernon.
Troy, that's so offensive and very obscure. Francis, I apologize for Troy. Please take the baked Alaska.
I understand the reference. You think you're better than Francis?
Jeff, protect your head. Just feed a position. Absorb the blows with your arms. Holy shit.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry, Francis. I didn't mean to do that.
Jeff, we need to take him to the infirmary. His arm is broken.
Thanks for fixing up Francis, Doc. Francis, I'm just gonna leave the baked Alaska on the side table here. No hard feelings.
What the fuck?
Don't start, Troy. I feel really bad about that.
You shouldn't be. He did attack you first, and to be honest, you were kind of badass.
Troy, I broke his arm in two places. Francis needs his arms for IT purposes.
Where did you learn that flying armbar? There's no way you should be able to do that. I've seen you fight. It's like watching a puppy try to climb out of an oversized t-shirt.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
I watched a Girl Scout punch you in the head until you cried.
That Girl Scout was very strong, and that was a long time ago.
2 days ago. How are you Jason Bourne all of a sudden?
I don't know. I feel strong. Got a lot more energy all of a sudden.
You doing anything different?
Got a shake weight for Arbor Day.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up. It's working for you.
Working for me? Nothing is working for me. Everything is fucked.
Everything is not fucked. Look, the weather machine will be up and running again in a couple of hours. We just need to sit back, keep you away from Baltus and anyone else in the IT department, and everything will be fine. Smooth sailing, man.
What was that you were saying about smooth sailing?
Who the fuck are you? How did you get in here?
I don't think that's important, do you?
Look, I've already had a fucked up day as it is. What do you want?
I'm looking for someone, and you're going to help me find them.
That gun is huge, so I'm inclined to help you with whatever you need.
You are probably the least resistant security trooper I've ever met. It's refreshing that I don't have to punch you in the face.
My face is pretty pumped about that, too.
Who are you looking for?
John Blade. Where have you guys taken him?
Tall guy, sharp jaw, kind of an asshole.
Sounds right. I expect he let himself get captured to get the skinny on your plans for world domination. Where do you have him stashed?
About that.
The Continuing Adventures of John Blade Super Spy was written by Kylan Sinas and is an Evil Kitten production. Please visit our website, evilkittenproductions.com. Our theme song and other music are done by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design is by Will Snyder. The role of John Blade is played by Chris Smith. Mimi Sweetbread is played by Kim Fukawa.
Jeff is played by Chris Powell.
Troy Adnan is played by Harshjag Gagumal. Jenny Bell is played by Nikki Jasper. The Commander is played by Aaron Rees-Bosman. The voice PA is played by Rachel Craig.
Professor Tantamount is played by Hui Nguyen.
And Terry Baltus is played by Maureen Yasko.
Follow John Blade on Twitter and Instagram at JohnBladePod or at EvilKittenPods.
Do you like the show? Want more John Blade content? Then please become a patron today. Just head to patreon.com/EvilKittenProductions. We have tiers and rewards that can fit any budget. And finally, please help the show grow by giving us a rating and a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you for listening.